This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. It's also a Celtics Wednesday at WEEI. You got Scal today, WEEI Afternoons.
Terp coming in.
You had Mego this morning. You have Terp at high noon.
We got a lot of questions for Terp. He's got a lot of explaining to do.
Do you think Terp enjoys the Four Nations as like pure hockey?
Well, we'll have to ask him.
We will have to ask him.
That is
shame
pure
on, shame on me for putting that out loud.
Pure hockey. No, that's not true, because they actually had to move. They played some games in Canada, some games here. Pure basketball or pure hoops was
pure hoops.
Inside of a bubble. It was inside of a Disney bubble.
So any Celtics questions, you can get in line. We'll talk to Terp at high noon. Some questions about NBA All-Star Game format, the NBA All-Star Game coming to Boston, and the Celtics in the second half. We'll get to that. Coming up, you can listen live on the Odyssey app. What do we have for Would You Rathers today, Billy?
All right, first one. Would you rather this new NBA All-Star format or the old East versus West?
East-West.
Definitely.
Call me old school, but East-West is better. Now, again, doesn't mean the game's going to be super competitive or a must-watch or anything, but it just makes way more sense than trying to figure out, all right, we're playing to 40. It's going to be an eight-man team where we have, like, the Young Guns, Team Shaq, Team Charles. Like, I don't need...
some G-leaguers,
okay,
rising
random
stars,
random
stupid
guys. So, yeah, give me East versus West. Now, it doesn't mean you can't tinker with that. I just would throw out this. Like, they tried this year's thing. I'd probably toss it.
So I also would go East-West. You were telling me Simmons had a bunch of ideas.
Bill Simmons had a really long breakdown of how to fix it. And, yeah, well, listen.
Usually.
It's longer form on the podcast.
It's usually so quick and digestible, yeah.
Listen, I enjoy his work. But he basically was saying you should – the stakes of the game should be home court in the NBA Finals.
So – I love that. Like, I liked it when they did that in the baseball All-Star game.
See, I thought that was kind of an eye roll.
I know a lot of
baseball.
People mocked it, so you might even be one of them.
I was one of those.
The difference in the NBA compared to baseball was all the scrubs are in at the end of the baseball game. And the NBA, you could have, I think you said this to me, like Tatum and SGA squaring off for home court.
Yeah, advantage. Yeah. Like, I think there's more. So then he took it one step further and he says, you announce 24 All-Stars, right? 12 and 12. But then in the East, or in each conference, only players on the top five seeds can play in the game.
Well, now I'm confused.
No, I know. It does add to it. But basically, you know, you'd only take the Celtics, Cavs, Knicks, and whoever else. Like, you would take the contender guys because they should have more to play for.
In other words,
so you're incentivizing it for guys that are actually going to be a part of it rather than, you know, somebody for the Oakland A's hits a home run and gets home court field advantage.
Wemby. Like, like Wemby's not deciding who gets home court advantage in the NBA Finals.
But
it's the actual teams in the mix.
So I know there's a lot of details here, so some people might be already, like, rolling their eyes. But then those other All-Stars that are on, like, the bad teams, then they play against the rising stars.
Oh, boy.
So, but, like, no, I mean, I get why he's doing it. So, like, guys like Wemby or, I know LeBron bagged out his quote-unquote ankle, but guys that would make the All-Star team that aren't on contenders, they're still a part of the weekend. He also said make it a 40-minute game, so it's, like, a little bit less. Maybe they play hard. I mean, I think he incentivized money-wise, which, whatever. He also said put the three-point contest at halftime.
So that's a great idea.
I like that.
So there's two ideas I can wrap my head around that I like.
Make
home court,
it,
decide home court and put the three-point contest at halftime.
And if it's
those
home court,
are good ideas.
That means it's back to East-West. And I know everything's blurred because there are so many trades in the NBA and we can see all these teams all the time. But I think the best chance to kind of build up some of the rivalries too, if that's even possible anymore, would be East-West and have, you know, guys on the Thunder and the Lakers and the T-Wolves teaming up against guys on the Celtics and the Cavs and the Knicks. And, like, I think that'd be the best idea. That'd be a better idea than what they're doing now.
So we can flesh this out more with Terp again at High Noon. But I'm with you. Definitely go back to East and West compared to what we have this weekend. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Team USA win the Four Nations or the Bruins win one playoff series?
So
USA! USA!
I was going to say, I think we disagree on that.
Yeah.
I'd take... If the Bruins are winning a round, I'm in. Like that means the Bruins A, made the playoffs,
right,
which I'm skeptical about.
Which is a big step forward.
And B, beat Florida, Toronto, somebody like that in the first round.
So
like,
it's what we got last year. Did that get everybody going?
I would rather the Bruins do what they did last year,
okay,
do it again, than Team USA win some. They're trying very hard.
Excuse me?
Some fake tournament.
It's like a real tournament. It's the Four Nations face-off, Jones.
Jacob got very upset. We said this before the game. It's like, you don't win it. What do you even win at the end of this thing?
Pride.
Okay. That at the end of the day really isn't that much.
Maybe a medal?
Yeah, probably.
I haven't. So,
but like,
I
what
don't
is
know.
It? Is it gold?
I mean, if you come in first place, I would assume it's
gold. I would hope, but like, don't you reserve that for the Olympics?
Maybe it's made out of Canadians' tears. Maybe that's what it is.
There's tariffs on steel. Maybe it's all steel is what we
it's
could
true.
Do.
Not
Remember
that.
Most proud.
You're going to be so proud.
Yes, that's you.
Your daddies will be proud. That's what they're going for if they're able to win. No, I would take Team USA specifically this go around because it's against Canada. And after how great that game was on Saturday, if they win tomorrow night, they beat Canada, a team that they really shouldn't beat. For being honest, Canada should dominate these tournaments. And so if somebody else beats them, great. Now, if they're playing Finland or Sweden in the final, I'd be excited about it, but not as much as what we're getting. And I've seen the Bruins win a playoff round, and then you get super frustrated when they lose in the second round for some reason.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Bruins win two playoff rounds or Team USA? Bruins are in the Eastern Conference Final or Team USA?
I'd have to go one step further. They have to be in the Cup Final.
So you need the Bruins to make it all the way to the Cup Final.
Dude, I have a lot of country pride, Jones. I don't know if you can see that, but I am very pro Team USA.
Well, I think we're going to see it tomorrow. I think we're gonna have some USA pride tomorrow. Despite my answer just now, I think we're going to have rock, flag, and eagle tomorrow.
That's right. Why don't you bend over and I'll show you the 50 states. What the hell?
Soon to be 51. What else, Billy?
Would you rather trade for Vlad Guerrero Jr. now or wait and try to sign him next year?
So as much as I like, the immediacy of getting a great player right now, I think you can maximize your roster for the future if you just wait and get him next year. Now, that's also reliant on you being willing to give him the biggest contract. But if you trade for him now and then lowball him, guess what? He's not going to sign anyway. So even if you trade for him, now you're giving up something good, and then you're in that same situation as you were before.
You don't know he's not going to sign. Mookie Betts signed the second he got to the Dodgers.
Yeah, they gave him a ton of money, and it was kind of COVID, and he probably wasn't sure where the markets were going. But, yeah, but you have to be willing to fork over $500 million or whatever. So if you are, great. But I'd rather just wait because you might be just – I think you're going to be competitive and good this year. So it's not like, oh, man, you need him to be relevant this year. You're not. You're going to be good at him next year and then trade Casas for somebody else. So now you're getting – like that Seattle pitcher that we've been talking about and Vlad Guerrero Jr.
So I would do the trade now.
Okay.
Because the way it's written, you wait and try and sign him next year. I have no faith the Red Sox are going to sign a guy like that. Nothing in their recent history tells me they're going to sign a guy like that. The last time they signed a guy like that was David Price. JD Martinez was the end of spring training. Trevor Story, end of spring training. Bregman, end of spring training. End of the offseason going into spring training, rather. So I have no faith they're going to sign him. If they trade for him, I know they have him. I would rather they trade for Vlad Guerrero. And you're right. They maximize their roster the other way, where you play it out for a year, you sign Vlad, you trade Casas. That is the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. But that's if they do all those things. I don't trust them to do it.
All right.
You're telling me they could trade for him right now? Trade Casas for him? I'd sign up for that right now.
But not Devers. Devers, well, he's a little bit of a belly aching right now, but I'm not trading Devers for him.
Yesterday I would have.
No, I know.
But now
Casas.
Now Casas, number one with a bullet.
And that solves so much more of your problems, too, because he's taking that position, and you have you could have, to go real Fantasy Island here for a minute, you could go You could go Duran, mm-hmm. Bregman, Devers, Guerrero in some order. Wow.
Yeah, because Guerrero doesn't just fit from that standpoint.
He's a righty stick, plays first base.
Thank you.
So smashes the ball over Fenway Park.
It's lineup balance beyond just where he fits on the diamond. So he's a fit a lot of different ways.
Everything.
But you can roll the dice and try to sign him in free agency. Red Sox have a great track record with that, especially the big ticket guys. They're real good at it.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather school have a week off in February and April or a week off in March and start the summer early?
I hope we agree on this one.
The second thing.
Yeah, thank you.
February, April thing is outrageous. Now, even as a kid, like you're like, okay, I get the week off. As a parent trying to figure out what to do with the kids for these weeks, wild. They don't need it. Wait, go a little bit further. Take a nice kind of spring break kind of thing like in college. You enjoy the month of March. Take the first round of the tournament off. You know, kids can stay home and watch the tournament.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's what you should do.
What an idea.
And St. Patrick's Day. Kids get blitzed on green beer. And then but then start a little bit earlier. Get that ready to go. So you're not going to school to the end of June.
This makes sense. I forgot Keith loves St. Patrick's Day so much. So that's why you really want to move it. But no, as an adult with a child.
February, April break is for the birds.
Absolutely blows.
Yeah.
So like already it's like it's Wednesday and I'm like,
what?
Wait, how many more days of this do we have?
I know.
And then there's another one in April.
Coming right around the corner.
Now, careful what you wish for, because summer, there's a similar feeling too.
You're like, long summer.
But
yeah.
Camps. Although those are...
Camps aren't free.
Not cheap.
No, that's true.
But I would rather this. Now, if you're a student, Keith, go back to your high school days where you're at war with your astronomy teacher.
That's true. Although I went to a very prestigious prep school, so we did follow more of like a college break, I believe. I think we did.
You didn't have a February and April break?
No, we had like a longer March one.
Okay.
Well, it was sort of like a college.
Then you got to go back younger than that.
So like eighth grade, you'd have February and April.
Having a February and an April break was sweet when you were a student.
Pretty good, yeah.
But it's terrible for a parent.
No, but then It is. Yeah. Oh, I know. And then back, I feel like they're like between all the snow days, and then you're going to school to like June 30th or whatever. Like, this isn't right. Like, we should be out by now.
You solved it.
Yeah.
I think
I did solve it.
If you got into the, you know, the mayoral race at least.
Or if I became an alderman.
A gubernatorial race.
Sure.
If you got into president.
Yep.
And this was your platform.
Yeah.
I think people are going for it.
We're going one break. It's in March. Plan accordingly. Everybody else, then we're going to have an early summer. People love early summer. You start teasing that out?
I think that's a good platform to run on. I am a long proponent of my platform would purely be if you
pure
elect
hoops.
Me.
We're going back to pure
We're
hoops.
Going back to the bubble. No. My platform would be purely if you elect me, I'm releasing everything we know about the aliens. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Alien stuff. I think you win. I think that's like an absolute election trump card.
We're turning over the tapes.
Like,
what tapes?
The
tapes.
Everything we got. I don't even know what it is yet. I'm not in office.
No more secrets.
Everything we got, it's out there.
Yeah, but then what would happen is you would go in there and they would first tell you the secrets. Then you'd be like, oh, now I know why we're keeping it secret. Because we don't want mass hysteria in the streets.
It's at that point, I'm already elected, so I guess I don't care anymore. I pulled the wool over everybody's
Four
eyes.
More years. Yeah. Four more years.
I meant next time.
Got it.
I meant for my second term.
Yeah, I'm not doing it now.
Right. I told you. Enough. I tell you, you got to elect me a second time.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Would You Rather. Every Wednesday here on Jones and
Keith. Hornets in the streets.
A lot of disagreement there, but we did finally come together on that final one.
We did.
So good.
Nice March break.
If you missed out on our top five wide receiver targets for the Patriots, you can check that out on social media at Jones and Keefe. We will get to the quarterback carousel continues to spin. Aaron Rodgers could wind up in L.A. What does that mean for Matthew Stafford? Plus, the Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk to Terp at high noon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.